This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I will call the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting of January 27, 2017 to order. It is 10 a.m. We are in room 413 of the Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota. My name is Gary Hansen. I'll be chairing the meeting. With me today in chambers is Commissioner Chris Nelson, and on the phone is Christy Feagan. I will check the phone first to see who else is on the line with us. Jeff Decker, are you with us?
Mr. Yes, I am.
Thank you. And Tim Olson, are you on the phone with us?
Yes, I am.
Is there anyone else on the phone with us this morning?
Commissioner Hansen, I also have with me on the phone Al Brogan, Northwestern's Corporate Counsel.
Thank you. Anyone else? We will proceed then with our agenda. First on the agenda is administration, approval of the minutes of the commission meeting held on January 3rd that were prepared by Joy Lashley. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes from the January 3rd meeting.
Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagan.
Feagan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Brings us to consumer reports. Status report on consumer utility inquiries and complaints received by the commission. Ms. Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Hansen. The commission received a total of 47 contacts since the last report was prepared for the January 17th, 2016 commission meeting. 8 of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 16 of the contacts involved electric service, 7 contacts related to natural gas service, 5 contacts related to wireless service, 1 contact was related to the Dakota Access Pipeline, 2 contacts related to the Keystone XL Pipeline, 4 contacts related to the Do Not Call Registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, and 3 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. We still have the 2 open complaints from 2014, and 67 of the 80 complaints received in 2017 have been resolved.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions? Ms. Gregg. Hearing none, we'll move on to our docket agenda. We only have one docketed item today. It's under natural gas. It's NG 16-010 in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of its refund plan regarding its recovery of manufactured gas plant site remediation costs. And the question before the commission is, today shall the commission grant the joint motion for approval of settlement stipulation and approve the rates, terms, and conditions stipulated therein. It's not a new subject, but it's a fairly new docket. And Northwestern Corp, you did the filing, so you're first up.
Thank you, Commissioner Hansen. When Northwestern, this is Al Brogan. When Northwestern made this filing, made the filing initially, we expected this would probably be a compliance filing, not a docketed filing. The staff had some issues with what we had done, and over the last several months, staff and our staff also, particularly Jeff Decker, have worked hard to resolve the disputes, and I think we have reached agreement on everything. In fact, and so we are asking you, and reached a settlement and stipulation. We're asking you to approve that. Some of it we have already implemented, and we think it would be great going forward.
Thank you. Commission staff, this is a joint filing, and Ms. Melhoff, are you, or who's on first?
I'll go. This is Brittany Melhoff for staff. We have resolved all issues that we found with this docket, and those are outlined in our memo. And we would just recommend that the commission grant the joint motion for approval of settlement stipulation and approve the rates, terms, and conditions stipulated therein. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further staff presentation? Are there any questions by the commissioners? Commissioner Nelson.
And I don't know if we've even got the right folks on the line. Obviously, as part of this, we've learned that the expenditures for this particular project have been less than anticipated. That's absolutely a great thing, and this will allow us to get those dollars back to the ratepayers. I guess my question is, because the expenditures are lower than expected, are we still making appropriate progress on the cleanup, or is that progress slower than anticipated? Can you give me any idea on that?
Commissioner, this is Jeff Decker. I'll take a shot at that. The Arcadis, who does our estimates of the project costs going forward and kind of manages that project, the contamination, I guess, maybe is not as bad as originally anticipated. The product is not moving in the soil. It is staying where it is, if you will. So monitoring is more the appropriate than actually remediating. So it, you know, at this point, it's not like it's a delayed project. Where we are today, we're comfortable that the product is not moving and that we're taking the appropriate steps. I can't project the future, but that's where it's at today.
Thank you. That was helpful. I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks.
Are there any, excuse me, are there any further questions? I'll just ask if the refund is still through October 31st of 2017. Has there been any change in that? Northwestern?
Yes, the refund will be running through November 30th. Since it was implemented a month later, we're running it from December 1 of 2016 through November 30th of 2017.
So it will be extended an extra month from the original October 31st to the end of November then, through November's billing?
It started a month later, and so it'll run a month later.
Okay.
So it's still just a 12-month refund.
Great. Thank you much. Any further questions? If not, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in NG16-010, move that the Commission grant the joint motion for approval of settlement stipulation and approve the rates, terms, conditions, and stipulated thereafter.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion?
First of all, I just want to thank Northwestern for being conservative in their estimates in the beginning, and that we do get to continue to give refunds for the over-collection. A big thank you to the Public Utilities Commission staff for their diligence and working very hard, really for our citizens and the state, because they continued to remember the over-collection since 2007 and that $1.3 million that needs to be refunded to. So kudos to our staff for continuing to work for our citizens.
Well said, and thank you. I would echo that. Staff did an excellent job on this, and, of course, we appreciate very much the challenges that Northwestern had in taking care of this, and it's great news for the citizens of South Dakota. Excuse me, the customers of Northwestern. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Last are the announcements. There was a meeting that was canceled this week because of the ice storm. That meeting was going to be with the South Dakota Rural Electric Association. The PUC hosted an open house for legislators. The next regularly scheduled commission meeting will be Friday, February 10. Commissioners and staff will meet with representatives of Otter Tail Power Company on Friday, February 17 of the Capitol Building to discuss Christmas ice storm, the ice storm that canceled the previous meeting. And the PUC offices will be closed Monday, February 20, in observance of President's Day. Commission meetings are scheduled for February 28 and March 14. Is there any further business to come before the commission?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Hegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. We are adjourned.